Welcome to the lesson. Today we dare you to be yourself. Can you do it? Let's see. Previously in this module, you've set your life priorities and learned some strategies for living authentically. Now, we dare you to be yourself. The game is on. Are you comfortable being yourself in all situations? If you're like most people, you're 90% yourself when you're with close friends, 50% yourself with casual acquaintances, and hide yourself from strangers. Being your true self in all settings and situations is scary, but ultimately empowering and relaxing. Imagine the relief you'll experience. You no longer have to worry about the perception of others. You can be yourself and feel satisfied with that. Be yourself and take back control of your life with these strategies. Strategy 1. Meditate. Meditation quiets the part of you that judges and labels everything around you. Gain some insight into the real you by meditating regularly. Strategy 2. Tell the truth. When you're truthful, you reveal yourself. Be honest about your mistakes and shortcomings. Strategy 3. Be unique. The true you isn't like everyone else. What music do you listen to when you're alone? How do you dress? Do you keep the unique parts of you to yourself, or are you willing to share them with the world? Strategy 4. Notice your emotional crutches and get rid of them. Rocky Road ice cream? Mindless internet surfing? A double vanilla cafe latte? Using crutches to deal with boredom, anxiety, or uncertainty is blocking you from seeing the truth. What is the purpose of a particular habit? Just stop using it and see for yourself. You'll soon figure out what its benefit to you is. Strategy 5. Examine the areas in your life that feel inauthentic. When and where do you feel like you're lacking authenticity? Often it will be during interactions with strangers, first dates, new social experiences, and more formal occasions. A lack of authenticity can also occur when you spend time with your parents and siblings. They just don't seem to want you to change, so you fall back into your old roles. Think about the times you're inauthentic and ask yourself, why? Strategy 6. Spend your time on things you enjoy. What do you really enjoy? Do you play on the softball league so you'll fit in? Would you rather be taking Roomba lessons? Spend your free time on the things that you're most passionate about. Strategy 7. Do one thing you want to do but are afraid to try. The people at the office might publicly laugh if you take up the cello or take an acting class. However, secretly, they may be impressed that you have the nerve to do something unconventional. Everyone you know is stifled and bored. You can rise above all of that. Strategy 8. Give your opinion. Speak up and be heard. Going to see a movie with some friends? Tell them the movie you'd most like to see. The family wants to go to the pool or the park? There's no harm in sharing your opinion. Strategy 9. Get outside. An indoor environment is unnatural. The air is heated or cooled. The lighting is artificial. You can't see the sun, hear the birds, or feel the grass beneath your feet. You'll find it easier to be authentic in a natural environment. Strategy 10. Strengthen your boundaries. If your boundaries are weak, your true self is being smothered. These are the places we allow others to determine the rules and set the frame. You'll know these places by the high amounts of energy they drain from you. Overcome your need to fit in and impress others. No matter what you do, some people will be impressed and others won't. Why worry about it? You're an amazing person. Allow yourself to be that person each and every day. At the beginning of this lesson, we dared you to be yourself. How did you do in our game? Did you find it hard to be yourself? The next couple of lessons will give you some tips to help you reveal your true personality and express your true feelings to others. But first, here's what you need to do today. Today, do one thing you want to do but are afraid to try. That's all for this lesson. See you next time.